Right, Vodacom is acquiring a 55% controlling stake in Vodafone Egypt. The deal, still subject to regulatory and shareholder approvals, carries a price tag of just over 41 billion rand, majority of which will be funded by new Vodacom shares. Company CEO Shamil Jussup joins us for more detail on the metrics of the deal. Thank you so much for your time, Shamil. What are you banking on in Egypt?
Well, I think, firstly, thank you for having me on the show. I think, a high growth market, high potential, 100 million people, the growth in the last 6 months been 17%. So, you can see it's a very good asset, market leader. And I think more opportunity to take some of our platforms into the Egyptian market as well, like our VodaPay and M-Pesa platforms.
Right. So you've spoken about the good metrics in terms of the Egypt economy. Just going into the actual asset, walk me through some of those growth metrics that did appeal to you.
Well, I think firstly, the customer base itself, they have 43 million customers. They've got a 43% market share. It's a high margin, high EBITDA margin business. So, very compelling. It's one of the most attractive assets on the continent. And also, I think the growth potential for financial services, for us to bring in our learnings and so on, and to find and extract synergies, both in, financial services, in enterprise, in fiber to the estates, and certainly we see more growth opportunities for the asset going forward. And of course, the diversification of revenue profile that it provides for the group as well.
Quantify for me on what the contribution of this asset, what will it bring to the table for Vodacom's future earnings?
Well, it basically will give us the potential to accelerate our growth into double digit. Which, I think is extremely important for us going forward.
All right. And, on completion of the acquisition, Vodacom will be amending its dividend policy. What is the rationale behind that?
Well, I think it's part of the transaction we're taking on that. We're also making the fiber acquisition as well in South Africa. So that's additional debt. And then we're consolidating the Vodafone Egypt debt as well into our consolidated net debt, if you like. So part of it will be to slowly pay off some of the debt, and part of it will give us headroom to make sure that we can achieve what we call our system of advantage, which is the implementation of our strategy and having sufficient funds available to be able to do that while staying within our capex guidance of 13% to 14.5%.
Yeah, and I saw in the SENS announcement this morning that Vodacom has no intention of expanding its geographic footprint after this acquisition. I mean, do you think you've tapped into all the good markets?
Yeah, I think what this acquisition does, and of course Ethiopia as well, is that the footprint now has a population of 500 million, which gives us access to 40% of the GDP of the continent. And we think, it's better to be in fewer quality markets where you can have market leadership or the potential to achieve market leadership. And so, that's why we want to focus on the markets that we have. Of course, on opportunities on financial services and so on, we will consider beyond our footprint. But that's not as capital intensive as telcos.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I look at the good numbers that you are mentioning in terms of the growth metrics of the company and Egypt. But of course, it can't all be, flowers and rainbows. And I'm just interested, are there any risks or any headwinds that could maybe derail that double digit growth that you are talking about when it comes to the asset in Egypt?
I think the Egyptian market is more a regulated market from a pricing perspective and so on, which provides more stability and investment into the market. Of course, in the end, it comes down to execution, but I think you've got a strong management team that have proven time and time again their ability to execute. And of course, we know the asset because it's been in the family. So that's another attraction. We know the governance because it's been in the family. So, you know, I think very, very good from that in that respect. Of course, you have to continue to reinvent yourself, and you need to continue to find and expose yourself to new assets, which would be the same for any of our markets, not just because this is growing. You also want to make sure that whilst you're growing well, you're reinvesting into opportunities. And two distinct opportunities would be fiber in Egypt and financial services, but also growing out more in the enterprise sector.
Right, and another deal that you've inked today is with Community Investment Ventures Holdings on really combining your fiber assets to form the entity InfraCo in the fiber space. And of course, you're going to own 30% of that, and CIVH will have 70%. But you do have an option to increase your stake by a further 10%. What will inform your decision in terms of increasing your stake or just staying with your 30%?
Well, I think we have every intention of increasing our stake, but of course, I mean, you do look at the performance at the time, and of course make a call at that point in time. But you know, we do want to go up to 40% because we believe this is a quality asset with huge growth potential, and fiber in South Africa is still very, very low compared to global standards. Then a huge opportunity. I mean, to put in perspective, there's 2.5 million homes that have access to fiber in South Africa, and there's 18 million homes. So, you know, a huge potential to still grow into. And I think what's interesting about this asset is that they've cracked the model that takes fiber into secondary towns and into townships. Mm-hmm. And are able to do that profitably.
That was Shamil Jusup, CEO of Vodacom.